We are together, but not the same. Like what? He said, for a moment, don't look at me the way you are looking at yourself and everything. Then you will understand what I am. Yes?
Do not regard me from yourself, O false playing man, that you may not see the single as double. Regard me from me for one moment, that you may behold a spacious region beyond existence, and may be delivered from distress, dishonor, and renown, and behold love within love and peace. Then, when you have been delivered from the body, you will know that ear and nose can become eye.
Ah, said, but there are some situations that even your ear could see. You could understand if you are complete. For this, first of all, stop looking at me and thinking about me something like you. Look at me from my vision, from my eye, to understand what I am. Because we are not comparable like that. If you quit your fellowship, your arrogance, your ego, all of that, and you look at the Moses, the spirit that you don't know, we are talking about it. What do you see in Moses? Just love and nothing else. Oh, the first day we told you, here we talk about love. Love is the base of everything. Love is something that animal doesn't understand and is especially made for a human being. If you look at me from my eye, I'm here to talk about love. You will see love and wassalam. Therefore, you will understand. And all these instruments, they could work together, not one by one. Because there is your spirit behind all of them. Yes?
That sweet-tongued king has said with truth that every hair of Gnostics becomes an eye. Certainly the eye had no eye at first. It was an embryo of flesh in the womb. Do not deem the far to be the cause of sight, O son. Oh, the fact to be the cause of sight, O son. Otherwise, none would see forms in dream.
Aha. When we talk about, we're talking about seeing, the vision, or all that. And you don't like my explanation somehow, because you know better. It's not like that. It's just, listen, first of all, he said that the RF, each single hair of them, is an eye. They will see everything. Always. You didn't believe it, did you? You cannot even imagine. Because for you, when I say seeing, this is it, right? What is seeing? You tell me. This? Where is seeing coming from? So don't be silly. When you're sleeping, your eyes are closed and you're seeing. That eye I'm talking about, not this. What do you think is this? When you're sleeping, don't you see? What do you see? Something that doesn't exist. But you will see it, you live in it, and it exists, isn't it? See? This should be enough for you to understand that you don't get it, because for you everything is you like. When I say I, you will see two animal eyes of Pharaoh. You don't see my vision the way I see. That is different. That has nothing to do with this, because I could be born blind and have that imagination and vision. I'm tired. This is how it is. This is it. You don't understand it because you don't pay attention. As simple as this, that when you're when I'm talking about the eyes, you're thinking about this. This is the animal stuff that all the animals have. And this is not the one we talk about. We talk about the other one that, yes, you're sleeping, but you see. You close your eyes and you will see. Close your eyes and think about Paris. Suddenly you see the Eiffel Tower. You see the Champs-Élysées. You see something. There is a picture there. That's what we were talking about. That belongs to the human beings. That's humanity. So pay attention to that. Yes?
The genie and the demon see the like, and there is no fat in the sight organ of either. In fact, there was no relationship between light and that and the fat. The loving creator gave them relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the angels. We talked about the angels a lot. Do they have this kind of eye? They don't have even physical existence. We know their meaning. There are the advantages in the character of the human being. This is what it is. Do you remember what are the angels? What is an angel?
We
talked about it. Every single angel is an adjective of God. The adjectives, they come out one by one, be angels. The one that leads the humanity and comes and talks to us is Gabriel. And so on and so on. Yes.
Adam is of earth. How does he resemble earth? The genie is of fire without any participation. The genie is not similar to fire, though when you consider it, is his origin. The bird is
this,
of wind.
This was a good example. Have you ever thought about it? Okay, think about it. An angel. A very good one. The closest one to God. Okay? Suddenly, human being is creator. And there is this fight about the fire and the earth and blah, blah, blah. Really, did it happen like that? The Satan is a flame? Or over there, we are talking about an adjective. Did it really? Satan has some flame with him? Satan is an angel. So that fire that we are talking about is explanation of this stuff. It's not the real being of this stuff. Yes.
The bird is of wind. How does it resemble wind? God gave relationship to the unrelated. The relation of these derivatives to the original is inevitable, although he connected them.
Ah, here is that word that could escape you. Bichun. Do you remember Bichun? Bichun is something, is the name of a desert. There is this desert which has no why and because. It's there. Period. And that Bichun is somewhere that Aref is trying to arrive over there. Because the pharaoh, the animal, is always looking for why, because. Why? This is how we think, right? The brain digs to understand why and because. There is somewhere that there is no why and because. Is there? No, none of you think about love. Is there why and because for love? Why Romeo loved Juliet? Ha ha! There is no why and because. When love comes in, and he said that, listen, as a Moses, you want to understand me? Look at me. If you look correctly, you will see only love. Because love is that stuff that we are looking for, and we are lucky to have a chance. We have a chance about love. A lot of you just miss it. Because when I say you have a chance for love, who will love me? Because you want to be loved. Right at the beginning, who said there is only one subject which is worthy of love? Is what? Is loving. Is love. Because when I say God, I mean love. Because love is that magical stuff which is there. We know. Could we do anything about it? No. The only thing we could do is to kill the lovers, because we're jealous. Yeah, that's what we do. Love is that magic which is not coming from this or this or this. Love is not coming from this existence. For billions and billions of years, there were so many animals around, there was no love. Love needed a new space. That's why we were created. And what did they do? We say that everybody is created. Me too. But an apple. My essence is that apple, which is what? Curiosity to understand, to know more. This is what it is. You see, but you don't look at it like this because you are the Pharaoh. And logically, you doubt whatever I say because I cannot prove it to you. Right from the beginning, I know I cannot prove love to you. But should we ignore it just because we cannot prove it? Okay, we ignore it. How about the beauty? Could we prove it? No. Is there? Yes. You don't see the beauty in your heart. You're silly. Be ready. You could be taught, because the beauty we could learn. Couldn't we? How, why? Something changes somewhere and we know that blah, 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 blah is there. Yes.
Since man is born of dust, where is the relation between this son and his father? If there is a relation hidden from the understanding, it is ineffable. And how should the understanding follow its track?
So there is some relation over there. But we cannot understand it. Do you really think that we could understand everything? There you, because you don't understand yourself. Oh, for so many years here, I'm talking about you should understand yourself, but you don't. So you claim that you understand everything. I understand that there are some things that the humanity could never ever understand. There is. Because universe is so big that we don't even count. We don't know what's happening in this big universe. We are not at the time of the Rumi, which was the Earth only. It is complex. There are something I don't understand. So what? There is something I could understand. And that's when I change my attitude towards understanding. It's not only curiosity. I understand that there is a feeling there that could nurture everyone. Why? Taste it. A little bit of kindness you taste, suddenly that feeling doesn't fit in that animal one which doubts everyone and competes with everyone. The good feeling of kindness somehow touches your Pharaoh? No. Touches your Moses. Touches your heart. somehow you feel something that you don't really understand, but you feel it. It's good. You feel good.